Believe it or not, the early beginnings of what was to become St. Paul were in this very area. Look over to your right, and you'll see some barge mooring cells in the river. As we pass them, you might see a ravine that bends back into the hill. Centuries ago, there was a natural cave at the end of the ravine called Fountain Cave. Explorers would stop at Fountain Cave to fill their canteens with the cool artesian water that flowed from its mouth. In the 1830s, the cave had a very strange occupant. He was a rather disheveled fellow with one squinty, pig-like eye. He was referred to as Pig's Eye Param. He was a bootlegger who made his living selling liquor illegally to the soldiers at Fort Snelling. In 1838, the commandant of Fort Snelling ordered all of the settlers who were squatting on the fort's land to move. Many refused to leave. As a result, the commandant moved in with his soldiers and forced 150 families out of their huts. Their homes were burned and the group gravitated down the river to the natural landing near Pig's Eye Cave. They formed a small community, and they referred to it as Pig's Eye. 3 years later, in 1841, a young Jesuit priest by the name of Father Lucien Gauthier built a small log chapel about a mile downriver, about where Robert Street meets the river today, and named it the Chapel of St. Paul. He urged the members to refer to the area as St. Paul, so it was right there, by that ravine on the right, that St. Paul began, and it really was once called Pig's Eye.